Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents Sidewinders by William Johnstone with J.A. Johnstone. Narrated by Dylan Lynch. With performances by Tim Carlin, Richard Rowan, Mort Shelby, Rose Elizabeth Supan, Bradley Smith, Elizabeth Jernigan, Thomas Keegan, Katie Karkoff, Eric Messner, Andy Clements, James Konacek, Christopher Sheeran, Evan Casey, Michael Glenn, Scott McCormick, David Coyne, Susan Linsky, Christopher Graybill, Lily Beacon, Gary Tells, and Michael John Casey. Sidewinders 8, Bleeding Texas. Bull Creel knew he was in trouble. One of the worst dangers he had faced in many, many years of wandering from one end of the frontier to the other, getting into all kinds of scrapes from south of the Rio Grande to north of the Canadian border, now stood right in front of him, ready to wreak havoc in his life.
Well, what do you think?
Laura Lee Parker turned around slowly with her arms held out at her sides to let Beau get a good look at the stylish blue dress she wore.
I think it's, really nice. Pretty. No, make that beautiful.
That description applied to Laura Lee just as much as it did to the dress. She was a lovely woman, slender in the right places and curved in the others, with a mass of curly blonde hair that tumbled around her shoulders and eyes as blue as a high mountain lake. A tiny beauty mark near her mouth just added to her allure. Any man would be proud to have Laura Lee showing off a new dress to him and asking his opinion. The problem was, Beau was old enough to be her father, and he couldn't quite bring himself to forget that, no matter how much he might want to at times.
You think it'll be all right to wear to the social, don't you?
I think it'll be just fine. Every cowboy within 50 miles of Bear Creek will be there, and they're all going to want to dance with you.
Well, that's just too bad, because I'm only interested in dancing with one man.
Beau needed to get out of here. It was bad enough he'd allowed Laura Lee to lure him up here to her bedroom on the second floor of the Southern Belle Saloon. The blatant invitation in her gaze just made it worse.
You wouldn't want to disappoint all those cowpokes. Some of them will have ridden all that way just to dance with you.
Maybe, but I don't care. There are other ladies in Bear Creek who'll be glad to dance with them.
I reckon I'd better head on back downstairs. Scratch is supposed to meet me as soon as he finishes picking up those supplies.
Scratch isn't going anywhere.
Laura Lee moved closer to Beau, close enough to lay the fingertips of one elegant hand on his coat sleeve. Beau wondered if women knew just how much of an effect it had when they touched a fella's arm like that. He figured they did.
If you're not downstairs when he gets here, he'll wait for you. You know as well as I do that passing some time in a saloon isn't going to be a hardship for Scratch. So why don't you stop worrying?
It was true enough, Beau had to admit. His longtime trail partner, Scratch Morton, was a man who enjoyed a drink and the convivial companionship that came with it. Beau had always been the more conservative, sober-minded member of the duo as he and Scratch roamed the West, a fact reflected in his parson-like garb. But that didn't mean he lacked a man's natural urges. She moved her hand up his arm to Beau's shoulder. She was close enough now that he could smell the lilac water she wore. And mixed with her own clean, natural scent, it made for a heady brew. An insistent voice in the back of his head clamored for him to ignore the difference in their ages and go ahead and kiss her. That was what she wanted, after all. Hell, he wanted it too. It would be easy enough to slide a hand under that mass of blonde curls, rest it on the back of Laura Lee's neck, and lean down to taste those full, rosy lips.
You son of a bitch, go for your gun or I'll drill you where you stand.
Scratch must be here.
For once, the trouble had nothing to do with Scratch Morton. He was still inside the general store where he had parked the wagon he'd driven in from Star Seed, the ranch owned by Beau's father, John Creel. Scratch had volunteered to pick up supplies for Ida Belle Fisher, John Creel's cook and housekeeper.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?